Victoria has come out of lockdown. MP Ali Kappa, very good morning to you, Ali. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. I'm good.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And as I've been saying all morning, we are out of lockdown. Regional Victoria, excluding Shepparton, of course. But good news.
Oh, look, it's such good news. I mean, look, you know, when we say out of lockdown, it doesn't mean there's no restrictions, obviously. And we've still got things to iron out, you know, our business community, especially HOSPO, is concerned about, you know, how do we make money with only 10 people allowed inside, you know. So it's still a complicated picture. But thank God we've got a little bit more freedom than we've had, because it really, that fatigue really has set in.
Exactly right. And there's a lot of businesses, pubs and clubs and places like that, restaurants, that have decided not to open because of that rule of only 10 people allowed into the premises, which is kind of strange.
Yeah, look, I know, and we're working on that. So you know, there's different buckets of assistance, obviously, that our local businesses and hospitality sector have had.
Yeah.
There's the state assistance for the business itself, and then there's the federal assistance for the workers. So we're hoping that we know that the state assistance is going to continue for a little while. We're just hoping that those disaster payments for workers from the feds can continue as well. So we're looking into that, and hopefully we'll have some answers.
Yeah, terrific. Hopefully that won't last too long, because we need to get all the local businesses back open and obviously making the money and pushing the economy, most importantly, I would have thought. Also mentioned New South Wales comes out of, well, parts of regional New South Wales comes out of lockdown at midnight tonight.
I know. So that's more good news, you know. And I think, look, this is all part of the fact that, you know, we've switched gears. It's probably not great in some ways, but good in other ways. But you know, we're not sort of aiming for zero now. It's aiming for suppression instead. So we're getting some of those freedoms back. We've still got to be very careful. But yeah, it's going to be great, you know, for us to, on the border, be able to have that, I guess, extra peace of mind and hopefully freedom of movement. We've got to look at the fine print before I get too confident about what it actually means. But look, it is more steps in the right direction, and we're very happy about that.
It'll be interesting to see exactly what that means in regards to the border and whether we can travel with inside the border bubble once the restrictions are lifted in New South Wales.
Well, that's right. And this is why it's a complex thing, because, you know, you've got the Victorian rules as they relate to Victoria, the New South Wales rules as they relate to New South Wales. Then you've got the New South Wales border rules and the Victorian border rules. it's very complicated, but look, the general trend is as risk levels decrease and restrictions ease, the border bubble, you know, rules ease as well. So look, it can't be a bad thing. We've just got to look at the fine print.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Great to catch up with you, Ali. Thank you so much for your time this morning. And of course, if you'd like to check out the restrictions in regards to Victoria, simply head to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Otherwise, our Facebook page, facebook.com/MMMSunRazier. Check out the post we put up earlier this week, and there'll be a link there, and that'll give you the full list of the restrictions that are still in play in Victoria.